One of Haiti's most famous musicians is Lolo Beaubrun. He leads the band Boukman Experience. The group plays a hybrid of rock, reggae, and voodoo trance music. After Haiti's catastrophic earthquake, NPR's John Burnett found Beaubrun at his home. He was in Port-au-Prince grieving for his shattered nation and his lost friends, but hoping for a reborn Haiti.
When we walked into Lolo's garden yesterday and sat down, he'd invited three young musicians from a group called All Four Stars. They back him up on this song they wrote in the days after, in Lolo's words, that thing that happened to us. In an hour-long interview, he never once said the word earthquake. The song is about the suffering that Haiti is now enduring, about the importance of having faith amid despondency, and of reviving the connection to the spirit world.
We cry a lot, but after you see the country, we need to cross over that sadness.
Lolo and his wife Mimarose, both 52, make a striking couple. He in an African shirt, tall with dreadlocks down to his waist. She with red-tinted hair, enormous earrings, and a single ornamented dreadlock falling below her waist.
Nous toujours rêvé Haïti belle, nous toujours oué Haïti c'est un pays côté.
We Haitian, we are always joyful, and this joy that we had, even in our misery, even when we are poor, it's a strength for us, strength to rebuild the country.
Like most of the traumatized residents of the Haitian capital, they're afraid of another quake. Though his house was not damaged, they live outside. They cook, eat, sleep, and receive visitors here in the garden under the mango tree and coconut palms. A candle burns next to a Bible, open to the 23rd Psalm. Like every Haitian, Lolo and Mimarose lost people dear to them in that thing that happened to us. But the symbolism of an earthquake destroying all the seats of power in their benighted country was not lost on the musical couple.
We see the symbol down, the palace of justice, everything down. We are talking already about a new society.
Lolo says the dramatic images of the collapsed National Palace, Supreme Court, and ministry buildings that housed a corrupt and incompetent government raise hopes for him that a new society is coming. Lolo has been challenging Haitians to demand more from their governments ever since he formed Boukman Experience with Mimarose 21 years ago. Lolo sang protest music, his lyrics criticized rulers, and he stood squarely on the side of the beleaguered Haitian people. In 1991, his band had to leave the country for its musical activism. He also made infectious social protest music. Boukman Experience amalgamated voodoo ceremonial music with rock and reggae, placing trance-like drumming and chanting alongside screaming electric guitars. They played a central role in the Haitian Musique Racine movement.
Racine means roots. Musique Racine, it's the roots music of Haiti, voodoo music.
Beaubrun claims influences from Bob Marley, James Brown, and Jimi Hendrix, among others. In fact, the name Boukman Experience is a tribute to the Jimi Hendrix experience. Boukman comes from Duti Boukman, a voodoo high priest and slave leader who led a voodoo ceremony in 1791 that's considered the beginning of the Haitian Revolution against the French. Even amid the chaos of the pulverized city, Beaubrun heard about Pat Robertson blaming the earthquake on Haitians packed with the devil during their fight for independence.
I don't believe in that God is talking about, because God is love, is truth and justice. God doesn't accept people, power over other people.
In the universe of Lolo and Mimarose Beaubrun, the hope of love, truth, and justice doesn't come from public figures, but it is found in music. The lyrics say, don't get discouraged. Go inside yourself where you find the spirit. It'll give you the faith you need to cross over this difficulty. John Burnett, NPR News, Port-au-Prince. Hey.
pa wè, se chèche, m'ap chèche. Ou vle di m'ko pa wè, se remè, m'ta remè. Kon verite.
Beautiful harmonies amid the tragedy.